You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 5, recorded Saturday, October 18th, 2008. Hello everyone, and this is Steve/Megatron coming to you again solo this week. Not sure where Master Galvatron is this week, but anyways, you're still going to get an episode. So, let's get it started with Transformers Animated News. Derek Wyatt has posted on his blog, giving a small insight into the production of Transformers Animated. He explains to Hasbro's lead designer for the animated toys and is considered part of the team for the cartoon show. And he also tells of how Marty Eisenberg is involved in all the aspects of the show, the fiction, and the producing of the universe in general. He also mentions a lot of his concepts that he wants to be used, and hopefully some of them do. Coming up also is new Transformers Revenge of the Fallen movie news. The first set of movie news I've got here is Transformers 2 caught at Air Force Base, and it shows that the Chevy Beat is so far being labeled as skids based on a license plate that's on it and a decal apparently. The pictures come from Jalopnik, and it shows not only the Beat, but the Camaro, as well as the Chevy Trax. Honestly, the vehicles look pretty damn nice. Hopefully they have a decent transformation, considering how small of a vehicle they are. And just wondering if that's actually Trax, or if it's just what, or skids, if that's what they're just calling him for now. Only time will tell on that. Up next is, there's in the film ads, there's going to be movie trailers for various 2009 movies being shown on the Oscars this year. And apparently among them is Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, G.I. Joe, and the new Terminator movie. So, looking forward to seeing the first official movie trailer of Revenge of the Fallen, as well as the G.I. Joe trailer. Both of those personally are probably two out of the many movies slated to come out next year. Among them also is Star Trek that I'm looking forward to. But hopefully we actually get to see some robots and some transformations and some new characters in the first trailer that they show us. Also is Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, Soundwave's Cybertron mode is revealed. It's revealed that he's to be a Cybertronian satellite, and that his Earth mode is to be a pickup truck. Now, they haven't stated which pickup truck it is yet, but I'm probably leaning towards, I think it might be the Nest vehicle, if that's not a new Sector 7 division. But I think it'd be really cool to have it as the Nest vehicle, because I think it might have, because that's the Hummer 3 truck, it could have the capabilities for the communications arrays that go perfectly well with Soundwave. But hopefully it'd be cool to see the images of him soon, and hopefully he doesn't look like crap. Anyways, I'm just kind of rambling on, so I think I'm going to jump on to the next subject. Some official pictures of Shia LaBeouf, Megan Fox, John Turturro, and Rodriguez sighted at the Davis-Monham Air Force Base, and Fox is at the Tusken Airport And these come from onlocationnews.com, and it shows the various pictures of them at the Air Force bases. And there's, I think, roughly about 16 pictures on the site. It doesn't show too much other than a couple American aircraft car or yeah, airline carriers, as well as the actors and actresses. Up next is Amari Nolasco's. I'm pretty sure I brutaled his first name, but his character is to be alive and may return in Transformers 3. Recently, on the MTV movie blogs, he had an interview with them, and it appears that he survived the battle with Scorponok, and he was going to be in the Revenge of the Fallen, but he's in the show Prison Break, so they had him turn down the role, and so he possibly will be back for the third movie. More Transformer-related news on the movie. Confirmed is the three motorcycles shown previously combined to form RC. That ought to be a very interesting thing because they're going to have a lot of combiners in the movie. Among them is Devastator, but it'd be pretty neat to see how those three form the character of RC. So I'm taking it that they'll have probably brand new toys shown for her for the new toy line instead of that one basic motorcycle. And it says that the three motorcycles are seen on the on-set day one video at the Walmart Take Home a Hero promotional site. And for more detailed images, you can go to TFW 2005. Also up next is toy news. It appears that Transformers Collectors Club Nightbeat pre-orders are arriving in the to all of you now, and I'm not very detailed on the information on the club exclusives, considering I don't buy any of them. I pretty much just collect the Optimus and Megatron characters and some other basics that I like in the process. But for those that are wanting to know about Nightbeat, I guess pre-orders are coming in, and so you should be seeing him soon. Up next is Sunstorm and Black Megatron, our eHobby reissue exclusives. It appears that the original Megatron and Starscream, or Sunstorm, are redecoed, and the Megatron actually looks pretty sweet looking. Looks a lot more detailed than the silvery one, so it gives him some diverse looks to him. Looks a little bit closer to show quality on some of the coloration, but yeah, if you're looking for that, that's pretty cool. Also is Beast Wars Optimal Optimus unpainted black prototype on eBay. I'm pretty sure by the time that I've listed this that it's no longer on there, but it's a unpainted, injected, molded hard copy of the prototype. It came from one of Hasbro's designers, and I believe there's only one or two in existence. So whoever won that's a pretty sweet buy. Encore 13 and 14 revealed to be Trailbreaker and Hoist. Kapow Toys, the site, one of our site sponsors, has confirmed that the Chinese wholesalers have started taking pre-orders for them from Takara Tomy, and no release date is official as of yet. The next two Transformer Hentai characters are Hound and Cheetor, and this is also released by Kapow Toys. They're slated to be released around December 27th this year, so look for them around Christmas time. Now, the Cheetor figure looks kind of goofy in my opinion. I mean, some of the detail on some of the character looks a lot nicer, and some of the parts look like they're from the original Cheetor. But as for the from like the knee down on his feet in robot mode, I don't like that at all. and I don't like that they don't have his gun. They have some sort of looks like a cutter, and they use his tail. So I'm not too fond of the detail on that. I kind of like the original Cheetor in style of how it transformed in robot mode, but some of the other aspects of this figure look a lot better. And then there's the masterpiece Grimlock, slated to arrive in March of 2009 for a price tag of around $130, and then you figure shipping and handling, probably you'll end up about 180. Just kind of guessing, not really sure. Also, there is the alternative Megatron in the works of the Nissan Fairlady Z car. It's a similar model towards the, from what I'm reading, the 1980s original Prowl and Blue Streak and Smokescreen figures, so expect that out as well around that time. Transformers Universe 25th Anniversary Bruticus Maximus. TF08.net has shown that the Transformers Universe line is going to have the new Bruticus figure. It's going to be in the same stylization of the classics Constructicon Devastator. Saw two of the molds in August, and it seems that the recolored Superion Maximus will also be re-released as a gift set. And BigBadToyStore.com has the Masterpiece Grimlock pre-order available now. They don't have any official picture yet, but a teaser image. And still no notice of exactly what day in March of 09, but he's still to be released around then. Also, Big Bad Toy Store has pre-orders for the Alternity Megatron in blue and silver, the Henkai Inferno, Dinobot from Beast Wars, and Smokescreen. But again, no pictures are shown. City Commander trailer set is now sold out on various sites. He's also to be it appears that the City Commander armor will be released as a repaint as and a slight remold for the Shadow Commander set. I haven't seen any images of this yet, but I can imagine that it'd be kind of cool for the like Nemesis Prime. And I must have missed this, but first images of the prototype of Masterpiece Grimlock have also surfaced, as well as an image of Mickey Mouse Transformer. He turns from a tractor trailer to a robot of Mickey Mouse. Kind of neat when you think about it, but that's definitely more of a kid's toy and something I would not personally pick up. The Grimlock is very, very likely, but again, I probably still won't pick it up because I don't have any money. There's also the silhouette of the Alternity Megatron robot mode and confirmation of more Henkai figures in December. I also mentioned the Trailbreaker and Hoist and Cheetor and Hound, but in January there'll be the Cyclonus figure. February is Ratchet, Inferno, and Mickey Mouse, and March is Dinobot, Hot Rod, and Alternity Megatron. And you can see some of the prototype shots on TFW site in their news. The Cybertron, well, for the miscellaneous news, there's the Cybertron Ultimate Collection replacement discs now coming in. They fixed the error with the first part of the episode hidden, and you should be receiving yours anytime now if you had the screwed up disc. Also, Hasbro has trademarked some new character names as well as a new wording, which I think goes to the Revenge of the Fallen. But they trademarked Leader One, who was not only a character in GoBots, but is also a Minicon in Armada. Sparkplug, who's also a character in G1 and a Armada Minicon. And then there's Cyberglyphics, which I'm thinking is what they're going to use to describe what Sam can read in the Revenge of the Fallen movie. So it ought to be interesting to see how that stuff looks. And my final piece of news this week is the Concept Camaro wireless mouse. Tony Bacala of TFW 2005 found it on autoblog.com. And it's a wireless mouse shaped like the Chevy Camaro. And it's by Four Door Media. Looks pretty cool. I actually, depending on the price of this, might pick it up because it actually looks really neat. And it'd be something different. But anyways, that's pretty much all the news I've got this week. I know it's a very short episode, because as usual, without my co-host, it's very short. And anyways, there probably won't be very much updates on the site of PredaconEmpire.com this week. Probably not nor next week, because I'm in the process of moving, so there'll probably be a few slight updates during the week this week, but then after that, there won't be anything for about 2 weeks. There won't be a podcast episode until after I get back from my vacation either. And so you can expect episode 6 probably the second week of November. And by then I'll have a ton of news on the Predacon Empire site as well as Transformer 2 and any other news that comes and surfaces between now and then. If you want to leave any feedback for the episodes, you can go to the Predacon Empire forums, click on All Things Transformers Podcast, and inside, I have a place for the episode where it's live and the show notes, and I also have a feedback area for listener questions and discussion topics. If you'd like to join in a future episode and be my co-host, then feel free to also post that in there, and if you want to organize a roundtable, we can see about doing that as well. I'd love to actually have an episode that's a roundtable to have us bring our own topics and discuss things. Also, I want to put a shout out to TF Anonymous, who mentioned me in their last podcast episode. And those guys are really cool, funny to listen to. A little bit different perspective on stuff. And, they answered my probably, I'm guessing, 20-some questions from June that I sent in before deciding to start this podcast. So, thanks for answering all those. I forgot some of the ones I actually did answer. But anyways, as far as Predacon Empire is concerned, we've hit our 5-year anniversary around the time this podcast started in August. The site will continuously be updated. I added the new Master Blaster episode to the Beast Wars episode list. It's now listed under the Season 3. I just got that up probably earlier this week. Also, we have plenty of toy reviews online. The latest ones would be the Cybertron Menasor, Cybertron Starscream, and Universe Overbite. I'd also like to send a shout out to ToyArena.com, who has been helping us with various aspects of the site. And also, I think that's about it. And I'm looking to restart the Transformers Universe RPG that I had started about a year and a half ago before I reformatted it this site format. Currently, it's down. I have a few members, but a lot of them have left because it just got kind of stale. If you're willing to join in on the forums and become a member of the RPG and want to become a moderator for it and help us run it, that'd be awesome. I'd be more than willing to, let you help with that. If you'd like to be a contributor in any way to the site, also let me know in the forums, and I'll get back to you on that. Because there's still plenty of stuff to add to the site that we haven't gotten to yet. Also, recently I've added the soundtracks division to the site. I have the Transformers 1986 movie soundtrack now on the site for download. You can download the zip file. I'm only missing three songs from the soundtrack, and I added also the newest Stan Bush one that was recorded for the Transformer movie in 2007. So, if you'd like that and you're interested in that, I have that available for download as well. Pretty sure that that's all that I got at the moment. Oh yeah, and I added the Timelines Beast Wars comic. You can get to that by scrolling down on the main page and going to the Marvel Comics download. I need to change that, but it's listed in there at the moment because that's the only place I had to put it. So, if anybody would like to send any listener questions or feedback comments, go ahead and send them to the Predacon Empire forums or send them to podcast@predaconempire.com, and I will check them frequently and make sure that they air on the next episode that we have. And if you honestly hate this podcast and don't want to hear from it again, then I'll also post that as well. Or if you'd like to hear more episodes and hear things to change, then also post that so that I can get back to you on it. Anyways, this is Steve slash Megatron, and I'm signing off.